Hello everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Mark. He wants me to cover the story called Share of 40-Year-Old Americans Who've Never Been Married Hits Record High. And here's what this short article has to say. The share of 40-year-old Americans who've never been married reached a high point in 2021. According to the Pew Research Center, 25% of 40-year-olds remain unmarried in 2021, up from 20% just over a decade earlier in 2010. Pew's analysis of U.S. Census Bureau data found the share of unmarried 40-year-olds has steadily been increasing since 1980, when just 6% of the age group had never been married. Men were slightly more likely than women to remain unmarried into their 40s in 2021, with 28% of men and 22% of women falling into this category. The portion of unmarried 40-year-olds also varied across racial and ethnic lines. A larger share of black 40-year-olds had never been married compared to their white, Hispanic, and Asian counterparts, while 46% of black Americans were unmarried at that age, 27% of Hispanic Americans, 20% of white Americans, and 17% of Asian Americans were in the same position. The portion of 40-year-old Americans who've never been married also decreased with higher education levels. 33% of 40-year-olds with a high school education or less remained unmarried, compared to 26% of those with some college education, and 18% of those with bachelor's degrees or higher. The Pew analysis noted that many unmarried 40-year-olds in previous decades ultimately married later in life. About a quarter of this age group, who had never been married in 2001, were married by 60 years old, unquote. So now isn't that amazing? I should have titled this video 50% of black men in America are unmarried at 40. Almost 50%. I thought about saying Donkey Kong balls, but someone might think that's racist. I just thought it sounded funnier. But black men are smart. The black community was red-pilled first because of the prevalence of single-mother households and the hip-hop of the 1980s and 90s, which woke up a lot of men in that community. From what I can tell, they came up with many of the words and sayings we use today, like simp and Captain Save-A-Ho. Plus, they don't want to tolerate African-American women anymore, and I don't blame them. Why do you think we're seeing the rise of the passport bros phenomenon? Many men that are 40 in that 46% group clearly want to get married, so they have to get creative with their options. But if it's 46% at 40, then that means 60 to 70% of black men are unmarried at the age of 30. I'm sure that even Pookie and Ray Ray are walking away. What I also found interesting about this article is how education and presumably earnings power with higher education impacts whether or not a man gets married. Only 18% of men with a bachelor's degree or higher are non-married, proving what we already know, that women want college-educated or more likely indoctrinated men for unholy matrimony. Your value in the sexual marketplace also increases your likelihood to marry. Asian men are technically lower, but cultural pressure pushes most to marry. With white males, they usually have the option to find women from all backgrounds if they want to. What I also found interesting, which wasn't really talked about, is how about a quarter of men were married by the age of 60 in the year 2001. But in recent years, I'm hearing that only about 10 to 15% will ever marry if they get to 40. It's too bad they didn't actually have the statistic. I'll get to more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, The Chubby Gourmet. Chubby is a fellow MGTOW and has a YouTube channel where he travels all over the world to show you people's delicious recipes, as well as his own. Some of his dishes are simple to prepare and delicious, perfect for single males. We can now leave the washing of dishes for the females. My favorite video is called The Secret of Beautiful Breasts. No, not these breasts, but these ones. So what are you waiting for? Check out Chubby's YouTube channel in the description. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to marriage will be extinct in 50 to 100 years, Clown World Show. This article is rather misleading. It says that the share of men that have never been married by 40 is 28%. But I bet you that doesn't take into account all the men that are currently single in our society that are now divorced. Let's assume the divorce rate is 40% to be generous. And let's assume that half the men that get divorced get remarried. That would mean that that 28% number is probably somewhere around 40 to 45% for the total demographic of American men. It's probably around 65% of black men in America either being unmarried or divorced at the age of 40. Once again, now you understand why the passport bros thing is real. Also, if you take into consideration that 22% of all women were never married by 40, that means about a third of women at 40 are either divorced, never married, and single. It's no wonder that the fastest growing segment of housing stock is now one-bedroom apartments. But I'm not interested in the numbers today. I'm interested in what happens in 10 years with virtual girlfriends and lover bots. This number will only go up, and we'll probably see more than 50% of people at the age of 50 being unmarried. When you include those that are 40 and divorced, the number of single adults in America at 40 will probably be almost two-thirds the population. Those sorts of trends will probably pick up all over the world in coming decades, and we'll see absolute population collapse. Besides, being more educated means you're more likely to get married. They should have gathered more data from their sample group by assessing how many singles at 40 were wealthy, poor, or what their net worth was. I've heard before that the more well-off you are financially, the more likely you are to get married and stay married as a man. I wonder how much of that 25% of men that are married after the age of 40 back in 2001 became financially successful in their 40s, leading to increased interest from women. Imagine how many babies aren't being born today because of women's higher expectations, thanks to social media exposing women to better-looking men and making them think that they're around every corner. Forget about abortion being the biggest killer of the human baby population. Zuck the cuck has probably outdone the abortion industry 10 times over, with social media raising women's expectations so high surrounding men that they refuse to have kids with anyone other than Chad. Zuck and the other social media companies might be the biggest mass murderers in history if you look at things from the perspective of souls that were never born. But seriously, we all know where these numbers are going with AI girlfriends and sex robots. Up, up, up. If you've been listening to this channel for any length of time, then you know that MGTOW and incel lifestyles will eventually become mainstream. People will look back 10 or 20 years from now and ask the question, how did these guys going their own way know it was going to happen? We already see that now. These ideas are no longer on the fringe. The mainstream is now paying attention, and it can't exactly demonetize channels for talking about this lately. A while back, Pearl Davis from Just Pearly Things began talking about taking women's rights away, the way a TFM used to. Except in her case, she wants to take women's right to vote away. Then immediately there were hit pieces being written up about her calling her the female version of Andrew Tate. I'm wondering how you demonetize and ban a channel run by women with almost 1 billion views and approaching 2 million subscribers. Women are attacking her, saying the men that watch her are losers, as well as attacking her looks and telling her that she's ugly, and that they're better looking even though they're in their mid to late 30s and 40s, even though Pearl is only 25. I think this may be the moment where the red pill ideas go mainstream, when we finally reach escape velocity. It's inevitable that women are going to lose men for emotional attention and physical copulation. They'll probably have to pay us for emotional tampon services and as a sperm bank, much the way that women pay for men's attention in Japanese host bars. You know it's coming. I'm seeing more and more women coming onto Twitter and YouTube in my feeds and not immediately attacking me, but instead engaging in somewhat positive ways. But eventually something triggers them and they try and police my behavior, calling me cruel, but not using the same old arguments, like who hurt you, or are you gay, or you're an incel. They're now adapting and learning that those behaviors aren't working anymore. We're seeing the rise of the red pill female chameleon. How many other women are going to see the success of Just Pearly Things and start copying her format now that it's becoming socially acceptable to do so? And she's making $3 to $4 million a year doing it at least. Other women are going to jump on the bandwagon for quick cash and prizes. And there's no way for the lamestream media to stop this, no matter how many hit pieces they make. The only tiny bit of hope for the gynocentric establishment at this point is to demonetize Just Pearly Things, Fresh and Fit too, and say screw it regardless of if you're a woman or minority. That's their last chance. But they're going to unleash the wrath of the white knights and the brothers in the hood, if they do such a thing. They're all about empowering women and minorities, which is the core of their philosophy. Yet what do they do when women and minorities make content that empowers white men? They can't exactly ban it without there being a backlash. I'm savoring their paradoxical behavior and position. It's like that old line that communists say that a capitalist will sell the same rope to other people that'll basically hang them with it. The woke ideology by defending women that are promoting the red pill message is the snake basically eating its own tail, without even realizing it. But enough of my ramblings. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mark for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that individual women are willing to smash down the female collective for their own individual stash and cash of prizes. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the woke women at YouTube that are smart enough to ban all the red pill content regardless of if it's created by women and minorities away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.